We have a confession of sin each week because it's important that we not get too high of a confidence in our own merits. In the evangelism explosion, which James Kennedy started at Coral Ridge, one of the questions I asked the people that they talked to is, if you were at the gates of heaven today and you asked God why should he let you in, or he asked you why he should let you in, what would your answer be? And the most common answer they receive, which is ubiquitous in our nation, is because I'm a pretty good person. I do more good than bad. I never murdered anybody. I've never committed adultery, at least in the strict sense of the Old Testament. I'm a pretty good person. Most people think that about that. The religion of Islam teaches that man is inherently good, that we are basically good people. American humanism believes that mankind is basically good, that babies are born innocent, that crime and all the other ills that we have in our society don't come from a bad heart, but from a bad environment. Or maybe they're because of poor education. Parents don't educate children as they ought to. We need professional educators to do that. And so we have this view that mankind is basically good, and as long as we believe that, it's not so difficult to get into heaven, and we don't really have a lot of need for Christ. But that's not the way that the Bible tells it. The Book of Truth has a different story about mankind and man's heart. Romans 3 says this: there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. There is no fear of God before their eyes. The truth of the Bible is we are sinners who daily violate the law of God. Our God is holy and righteous. He cannot be the holy and just God he is without punishing man's sin and rebellion. It's that simple. On our own merits, we are lost, utterly lost. But we come at Easter time to celebrate the propitiation of our sins on which we depend, the payment of our sin penalty accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 3 explains it this way. Hear the word of God. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. In justification, God does not merely decide unilaterally to forgive our sins. God does not, as some think, forgive our sin because he is such a loving, dear, wonderful God, and it does not disturb him that we violate everything that is holy. That is not the way it works. God never negotiates his righteousness. God will never lay aside his holiness to save us. God demands and requires that sin be punished. That is why the cross is a universal symbol of Christianity. Christ had to die because propitiation had to be made. Our sin had to be punished. Jesus, as our substitute, took upon himself the wrath that we deserve to pay the penalty that was due for our guilt to satisfy the demands of God's justice. We must cling to Christ and put our faith only in him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, let us never underestimate our sin. Let us never undervalue the redemption you purchased for us at so great a cost. We glorify you and are filled with joy at Easter for your fulfillment of God's perfect plan of salvation for such fallen creatures as are we. May we remember and love and obey you better this year. In your powerful name we pray. Amen.